Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Year one of a new era begins in Starkville, Mississippi, as Jeff Lebby takes over as head coach, begins his tenure there as Bulldogs head coach. Guys, these are my best and worst case scenarios for year one of the Jeff Lebby era in Starkville. Guys, the expectations are very conservative, right? But I think there's a path to a really successful year one for Jeff Lebby. When you look at this schedule, when you look at what's coming back, when you look at the talent on the roster, and yes, I believe there is talent. Now, these are best case and worst case scenarios, guys. These are realistic best case and worst case. So no 12-0, no 0-12. And these are based off of every football team has questions, okay? So do the majority of the questions work out in the positive? Do they work out in the negative? That's what the best and worst case scenarios are based off of. So let's pull up the schedule here. Let's take a look at Mississippi State's schedule in the 2024 season. Now, here's the good news, guys. You have a couple weeks, it looks like, to get things going. I mean, what's crazy to think, guys, I believe the over-under win total in Vegas is 4.5. There's a world where Mississippi State is 4-0 after the first 4 weeks. That game at Arizona State in week two, that's the tricky one. But you're going to beat Eastern Kentucky. You're going to beat Toledo. If you can beat Arizona State in week two, all of a sudden, week four against Florida, probably a primetime game. Who knows what the Florida Gators are going to be in week four? Could that be the first big upset of the Jeff Lebby era, right? You've also got UMass later in the year. So that could be 5 wins right there, okay? The schedule's very difficult. Mississippi State, one of the toughest schedules. As we start, by the way, guys, with the best case scenario for this 2024 season, you got to go to Texas. You got to go to Georgia. You got to play Texas A&M. You got Arkansas, right? You got Tennessee late in the year at their place. You got Mizzou. You got Ole Miss at their place. It is a very, very, very difficult schedule. But like I mentioned, I think there's enough talent on this State team to surprise. I think Blake Shapen at the quarterback position was one of the underrated pickups. My best case scenario for Mississippi State football in year one of Jeff Lebby, I'm going to go 7-5. And again, this is best case. Okay, this is best case. Everything works out in the positive because there's going to be so many moving pieces in year one of Jeff Lebby's tenure. But in this scenario, you're starting 4-0. You got that 5th win against UMass. Probably that 6th win is against Arkansas the week prior. And then you pull another upset. Say it's Texas A&M at home. Say it's Missouri at home. Say it's at Tennessee. Maybe you win the Egg Bowl and you spoil Ole Miss's season. Again, this is best case. And I know it's lofty in year one for Jeff Lebby, but I think there is a path through 7-5, best case scenario. Again, this is not a prediction. This is best case scenario. So I think in year one, Jeff Lebby, if you can get the ball rolling early, right? Because you're probably not going to win at Texas. You're probably not going to win at Georgia. Difficult stretch with A&M Arkansas. But I mean, if you can generate some early momentum and that Florida game in week four, you can win that one, pull an upset, get the vibes high early in the year. I think there is a path, and not just bowl eligibility, but that 7-5 best case scenario. Now, today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Let's talk worst case scenario. And guys, This is very much in the cards as well, because again, there's a lot of moving pieces. It's year one for a brand new head coach, right? I mean, Mississippi State's roster is not up to par with some of the best teams in the SEC. And like I mentioned, guys, that schedule is a gauntlet, okay? At Arizona State, week two is a very tricky non-conference game. At Texas, at Georgia, Texas A&M, I know it's at home, but they're going to be a good team this year with Mike Elko. At Tennessee, at Ole Miss. I mean, that's one of the toughest road draws, I think, in the entire SEC. I mean, that is absolutely brutal, right? And there's probably going to be some growing pains. There's probably going to be some growing pains with Jeff Lebby and a brand new offense and a new voice on defense for the first time in forever. And the transfer portal certainly impacted this group. My worst case scenario for Mississippi State in 2024, 4-8. And I think 4-8, guys, is very possible. I don't think State's going to go worse than 4-8. Again, that over-under win total in Vegas is 4.5. So Vegas also thinks 4 wins is very much in play. You're going to beat Eastern Kentucky. You're going to beat Toledo. And you're going to beat UMass. That's 3 wins right there. Outside of that, guys, every other game's a toss-up. Really, truly. The only way I see this coming in play, guys, that game against Arizona State in week two, it's so important. But heck, guys, even if you beat them, like, what SEC game? What SEC game's a kick-in win for State, right? We're talking about Florida. A lot of folks are picking that upset. That's going to be a terribly difficult game, right? I know Arkansas was terrible last year with Bobby Petrino at OC. Like, maybe Arkansas, I would expect them to be better. You get that game at home, but I mean, that's going to be a tough game. Texas A&M is going to be a pretty damn good football team, solid in year one of Mike Elko. That's going to be difficult. I mean, Missouri won 10 games last year, 11 games, excuse me. They're going to be a college football playoff hopeful. And then I mentioned the road games, Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, and Ole Miss. So it is a murderer's row. It is a gauntlet. Could things go sideways? Could there be growing pains? The good news is this for Jeff Lebby. There's really no pressure in year one because you're taking over such a unique situation. But 4-8, worst case scenario. Again, guys, it's not a prediction, but I think certainly this schedule could show its teeth and 4-8 could be in the cards. So when you look at that Mississippi State schedule, year one of Jeff Lebby, my best and worst case scenarios for the Bulldogs. Best case, I've got 7-5. Worst case, I've got 4-8. Agree, disagree. How do you see things shaking out in year one of the Jeff Lebby era in Starkville?